radio akwama bia si eye
I am mine. Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM. It's another wonderful Saturday again, and the date is the 12th of September 2025, and the time is 25 minutes to the hour of 9 p.m. in Auckland. And those of you who are in Wellington, a big shout out to you, those of you in Wellington, Hamilton, Rotorua, Whangarei, and all the teams that have been watching, that have been listening to us every single Saturday and be watching us on Facebook Live. A big shout out to every single one of you, and it's another wonderful Saturday again. We've got some wonderful shows for you, and very soon I'm going to come to you right now with some amazing interviews that we've got for this afternoon. So just enjoy this music coming from the camp of Nana Siedu. Radio Akwaaba again. We come back to you. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. It's Saturday again, and we want to shout out a big shout out to the leadership of the Ghana community in Wellington for hosting the Ghana High Commission in this week in Wellington, and also those in Christchurch, Osei and your team, and Eric Buama and your team in Wellington. A big shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in every Saturday and joining the conversations. A big shout out to Kwadwo in those of you in Whangarei, Kwadwo and your team in Whangarei. A big shout out to you for all your support. And we cannot forget those of you who have been watching us from Australia, Ima and your team in Perth. A big shout out to you. JQ in Brisbane, a big shout out to you. And Kwasi Freddy in Melbourne, also you've been joining us every Saturday. A big shout out to you. Those in the US and Ghana, all of you, we cannot forget you. A big shout out to every single one of you. And like we've been saying, we've got a wonderful interview coming up, and in the last couple of weeks we've been having a conversation around the importance of vaccination, the need to be able to prime the immune system of the young one to ensure that they are protected, and not only them being protected, but also the generations that are going to come forth are going to be protected. And you can tell that this year the winter has been really bad, and someone was asking me the last time about why is that those of us who had the flu vaccine are still having getting the flu so badly, and you know, all those things. And you notice that apparently one of the virus that the vaccine was meant to be targeting mutated after the vaccine has come out. So there were four viruses in the vaccine. One of them got mutated. So that's the one that got mutated is the one that is causing the problem right now. So it tells you the importance. So some have died, some are unwell, some have been admitted in the hospital because they were not fully vaccinated. The young ones' kids are the most impacted. And for us as parents, our kids go to school, they get a phone call from where, oh, your child is not well, come back and pick them up, and then it disrupts your whole week and your work and everything else that goes on with you. So it's very important for us to understand the importance of vaccination. So I've got some wonderful team here in the studio with me, and I'll get them to introduce themselves because it's very important to get them to introduce themselves. So I'm going to, once I go to the studio, I'm going to get them to introduce themselves so we can have, you will get to know them. You get to know them and their background, and we go from there. So now let me turn their mics on and let me go to the studios. We've got our wonderful, beautiful lady here with us, and I'll get her to introduce herself. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going well. All is good.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. So our listeners on 104.6 FM and then www.planetaudio.org.nz, and those who are watching us on Facebook will be asking, who have I got in the studio here with me today? Are you able to introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Belinda Puakare. I'm from Ghana and the Upper West.
Yeah.
Region of Ghana.
Yes.
Yes. And I've moved here 7 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been here for quite a long time. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What do you do?
Okay. I'm a trained nurse, registered nurse,
yeah.
New grad nurse who is still undergoing training at Waitakere Hospital.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's good. So now the good thing is we've got a health professional who also got a bit of insight here with us. And Bella has got a wonderful mom with us. And I'll go to her. Mom, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Very good. Good to, it's amazing to have you in the city here with us. Are you able to introduce yourself a little bit to our wonderful viewers and the listeners?
I'm called Claire Gane.
Yeah.
So from Ghana.
Yeah, yeah.
Upper West, to be precise.
Absolutely.
And I came here in 2024.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Wow, that's good. So you are here to support your daughter. Oh, that's good. No, it's always good to have families and families and loved ones supporting us when we embark on the journey.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you, mommy. It's good to see you in the city here with us. And so once you join us on Facebook, let us know where you are joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you and your team. So now let me go to the our lovely guest here, Bella. So now the quick question now we've got here is that the conversation that we've been having the whole week. Sorry, listeners, I've been having a bit of a cough from a grain. It's nothing from the flu, but yeah. So it's good to let me see. I've got some questions here I want to discuss with the wonderful team here. Sorry. This continues to be Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, and this program will continue to be sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So now, the topic for today is protecting the whole village. And what does it, when you say, in the context of vaccination, when we say protecting the whole village, what does that mean?
Okay, thank you for this opportunity once again. So when we talk about protecting the whole village, it's not just having a vaccine for your family only, but giving a vaccine to your kids is protecting the kids they go to play around with in school, within the community, they go visit friends. So protecting them from some diseases like the measles and the flu that we are experiencing at the moment. When we give this vaccination to our kids, they protect the whole family in the community, schools, when they go to church. It's kind of like they are building a wall of protection around for the people around them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good, and it's very important for us as Africans. We are very community focused. Yeah, you protect one person, you protect a bigger family. We don't live in isolation. We live with the little one, the auntie, the uncle, the grandmother, the grandfather.
Yes.
We all together, right? So it's very responsible and very important for us to ensure that we are not only protecting one person, but when we protect, we know that when we protect one person or we protect one child, we are protecting the whole family. So that's very important. Thank you very much, Bella. So in the other aspect of the question that we are going to have is that what is the connection between healthy children and healthy community? Like you've touched a little bit on that, but when you said our kids are healthy, if the kids are healthy, it means a healthy community. What does it mean?
Okay, so having a healthy kids within the community, it means whenever they have these vaccines. Though some we have vulnerable people within the community.
Yeah.
An example is our grandparents, the elderly. Some of them their immune system is weak.
Yeah.
So having these children who are vaccinated having the immune community, they protect the elderly, the vulnerable within the community. So this helps to build a shield around them, around the elderly, the vulnerable, and those that are still skeptical about having these vaccines.
Yeah. And that's very important, because I remember during the COVID time, the elderly, the rest homes prevented everybody from coming there because they are the most vulnerable, right? So the elderly, because once they get hit, they get really, really hit badly. And they got the rule was that no family are allowed to visit. You can call them, but you can't visit, because once they get hit, they are not like children. So it's very important how you mentioned about the elderly,
yeah,
that when the little one get protected, they don't bring it to the family, because Most of our grandparents, they like to spend time with the younger ones, right?
Yeah.
And the more they spend time with them, you know, yeah, they catch some of these things from them. So it's very important to know.
Yeah.
So like Bella is saying, you need to, all of us at home, those of who are watching us in Hamilton, Rotorua, Rotorua and your team, it's very important. So Nehemiah, Nana Berima, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Club 104.6 FM, and we are discussing the importance of vaccination and protecting the community. So let us know where you are joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you. If you have got any question from Bella, please let us know, and we'll be able to answer for you. The next set of questions that I've got is that, how does I think you've covered this. We've covered this question that I've got about how childhood immunization affect the impact the family. Mm-hmm. When you say community, when they say community immunity or or herd immunity, we hear the doctors talk about community immunity, and during the COVID, we heard a lot about them. What does that mean? Because the ordinary person wouldn't understand what the health professors are talking about when they say herd immunity or community immunity.
Okay. So when they talk about herd immunity, it basically means when enough people in the community are vaccinated, they kind of build a wall between the vulnerable and the elderly. So when enough people are vaccinated, for example, the flu that is going around, we have vaccines available. So if enough people are vaccinated with that, it builds a connection or a shield that protects those that are not able to get this vaccination. So it's not just protecting yourself, but you also protect those that are around you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's very important, because I saw a picture, I think it was a video I saw on Facebook, where there was somebody arrange matches. And then they turned the light on, and then it moved on. But when they moved some from them, it stopped the fire from spreading.
Exactly.
And that's very. And that thank you very much. Oh, Philip Opoku Ajayi, you've joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us, Philip. Let us know where you're joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you. So it's very important for us. Like, we go to church together. We go to community group together. We visit our children home, and we visit our grandparents. We visit, go for birthday parties. Our kids are all over the place, right? And they will always bring something home. So we need to make sure that we are removing them out. The few that are being protected will protect the bigger community. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. The next one is, I think this one is based on the belief of the Ubuntu African philosophy of Ubuntu, where it says I am because we are. Right? So the importance of us, back home we say if you get a broom and then you take one and you break it, it's easy to break, but then if you try to break the whole broom, it's very difficult, right? And then I think Ubuntu have got a similar concept or philosophy that I am because we are. And I think in that context, let's look at this question here. How does this relate to immunization?
So I am because we are.
Yeah.
It's like my health is tied to yours.
Mm.
So when I am vaccinated, I protect myself and I protect you as well.
Yeah.
Not just you, but the people that I work around with, the community that I visit, people you meet at the grocery shop, at church, or maybe other gatherings that you go to. Because some are there, they don't believe in these vaccinations because of some myths they've heard about the vaccines. So the Ubuntu is basically telling us that your health is tied to mine, and mine too is tied to yours. So when I am healthy, you are healthy. And when I am vaccinated, I protect myself and I protect those around me.
Yeah. Wow, that is very profound. That's very profound. So Philip, you are watching us live from Kumasi in Ghana. And Philip says, nice program. Thank you very much, Philip, for joining us. Yeah, so I like that philosophy, right? That your health is tied to mine. You know, in a Western context, we are very individualistic, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is me. If I'm sick, that's me. I don't care about you, and you don't care about me. Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm happy, I don't care. But for us in the African context, that our health is connected to one another. Right? Our health is connected to each other, and that is very important. That's very important. That's very relevant to every single thing that we do. That we cannot isolate ourselves, and the same principle that we want to take to the vaccination process, that we are connected.
Yes.
Whatever happened to me, it may happen to you, or could happen to you as well.
It's just like in the African community, you have your kid, But so far as that child is yours, doesn't mean he is yours alone. When something happens in the community, an elderly person will correct the child.
Yes,
which is the child is yours, but it's not for you alone. It's for the whole community. The community can help nurture that child.
Yes,
so that's kind of related to the Ubuntu.
Yes, yeah, we have this thing that like it take the village to raise a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back home, when we were growing up, mommy can tell us that when you're coming from school, then you misbehave, right? And then sometimes when you misbehave, an adult in the community that's not related to you will just pick up the disciplinary process and discipline you on behalf of your parents, because they have got a responsibility as well, right? Yes. Mommy, are you able to tell us a little bit more about that concept? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity. Yeah, a child is not... You have given birth to the child, but it's not for you alone.
Mm.
So if a child is wrong and the parent is not around, and any other person that is elderly seeing that child is wrong, he or she corrects that child.
Yeah.
And even later on report it to their parents.
Yeah.
And the parents will even stand there and then discipline the child, in addition to show that, to let that child know that what that elderly person has done is the right way.
And that's how, like, when our kids are growing up, you see any adult, you call uncle, auntie,
with that respect.
Yes.
So that is why they say charity begins at home.
At home, yes,
when you train the child, start it that way, and he grows up, then they...
Become
an elderly person.
Absolutely, and it's very good. And I think one other thing also is when we Africans, when we travel abroad, we tend to leave that thing behind, right? And then we feel like
but it's not good. We always have to maintain.
Maintain.
That is our culture. That is how we have been brought up.
Yes, you know, these
people here, they don't care.
Yes,
they don't have that. And others also admire the way we have been brought up.
Some of them
actually admire that.
Yes. And I think it's good to hold on to, even though we are in New Zealand.
We are different. We are not from... We've come here for a purpose.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we should forget...
Where
we are coming from.
We should
still hold it so that the children that we are giving birth here, we can even train them
to know
our culture.
Yes,
know that they are not from here.
Yes.
There should be difference between
us and them. Yes. So somebody may ask that, let's say somebody will ask to say, oh, but in Ghana it's easier, but in New Zealand or in the Western world it's quite hard because we are structured different.
Mm.
How do we bring that way of living adapt in New Zealand setting? How do we make it work here?
Like
the thing that in Ghana or in Africa that we think, oh, we need to be together as a family, we need to raise our children the same way as we did. But then people say in New Zealand, example, it's too hard because everybody live in their own world and it's very hard.
Yeah, it's because we ourselves coming from different continents of Africa. And coming together, like in New Zealand here, we are not like coming from one, say all of us are from Ghana. So we have to, and even if we all of us are from Ghana, we are not all from one family.
Yes.
So everyone of how he or she is brought up and how he's building his or her family. So you cannot force that in. But the individual, like when we go to gathering, if we were able to bring this idea into discussion,
yes,
so that we will be like confining our children to grow up in a African culture way, not to, if you leave them loose, then they go wayward with the
West.
And when they go away, what then is difficult to bring them back.
Yes. And that's very important because we've had a conversation here many times around the way that we raise our children.
We just leave them we just think as we are here. Here is different from Africa, so we should leave them. No, we still have to confine them.
Yes, let
them know that this is where we are coming from.
So that even
if they are adults and they decide to divert, that one is that you have done your part.
And I think there was a lady came here last year, and we were talking about how we raise our children, and then people was like, oh, but the kids, they're going to grow up and behave like the Western people. But she said, you need to make sure that we have done our part as parents.
Yes.
And then when they grow up, it's, at least we know that we did our part.
We did your part.
But we cannot wash our hands off and say,
you know, this is what. See, and that's why others will just go wayward and start taking drugs and other things.
Yes, if you
tell them, sit them down as they are still coming up, they don't need anything. You have to direct them to tell them this is what. If you see them doing that outside, don't follow them.
Don't
go to bad friends. If you join bad friends, that's where they influence you.
Absolutely, to behave
like the way they behave. Some don't respect.
They just talk anyhow.
And then they don't even know. And elderly, somebody's, they have to give that respect or to humble themselves. They don't have that attitude in them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think adding a little bit more also to that is, there was a research that I read recently about, they said when they went to the prison population, about 90% of the, 95%, 90 or 95% of the prison, those who are in New Zealand prison came from a broken home. That they either the dad or the mom was not, the kids were allowed to do whatever they want. And then they've grown up to become these drugs and fight and do all those things and they get themselves in trouble. So it's very important how you've narrated that we shouldn't let go how we came from back home.
Yeah.
It's something that we need to be proud of.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so
then
that they will see that there's something they can. Some of them can even. What is it? Learn from us.
Yes. Absolutely.
Some of them are very disciplined.
Yes.
There are just some that don't even care, but some they are also like some also bring up their children like.
Yeah. That's very important. Thank you very much, Mommy, for bringing that concept in to be able to ensure that yes, we cannot just walk away and from back home and leave our culture. Our culture need to come with us. It's very important. So thank you. I think we've got the Ubuntu part actually very nailed in the way that we need to be able to live our life and move about things. So I think the next question that I want to come back to Bella again is how can communities work together to ensure that our children are protected? Because Mommy just mentioned about the need for us to still have our African community, our culture, the way we do things is very important. But how can we do this? How can we work together to ensure that our young ones are protected from vaccination perspective? Yeah.
Okay. We can do this by maybe organizing gatherings where we can educate parents and the young ones growing up about these immunizations and how to keep them safe.
Yes, yeah.
Hand hygiene is another aspect that we can use to teach the small ones growing up. So we can organize these programs maybe in the community or do school visits.
Yeah.
We can speak with the leaders in the community, leaders or school principals, and maybe do school visit time to time about these immunization, sharing these immunization informations with the community and then the schools that we'll visit. And also the informations that will be given out should be something that they can trust in, not just share anything that we find on the internet. Nowadays, we have a lot of misinformations that are there that people will read about them, then they don't get them from the right sources and they will end up misinterpreting the whole thing. So when we are able to get the information out to the communities and for educate parents about them and listen to all their needs, we will know how to address the situation and help them to also achieve their goals about vaccines and other stuff. Some of them are in New Zealand and they don't even know that, or at this age, I can go in for this vaccination, or this vaccination is free from for my kids from this certain age, for my kids from this age to a certain age. Some parents are here, they don't have ideas about that. So if you're able to visit some of the African communities, we'll be able to share these informations with them. Not just the community, we can church, going to church and sharing this information to church members too is a way of creating awareness about this in situations and letting them know that this is what the African community also have, and it's building up to create awareness and listen to their concerns.
Oh, that's very good. there was this conversation that I was having with a colleague who is a clinical nurse specialist around the importance of, there are some of the things that the government want to do, but then the minority groups are not engaging. One of them is vaccination, you've mentioned about. Some of them could be regular, going for to get your regular checkups done, your bowel screening, your breast screening, all the other things that the government normally want people to do. But then it's very hard to get the community to be engaged. So what they were doing is that she was saying how, she mentioned the same thing about going to the church and provide some teaching sessions and all those things to the, bringing the information to the people. Right, and it appears also that the reason why this is so, because our people don't, are either too busy, they don't trust the system, they don't understand the language, there are so many barriers. How can we as Africans break this barrier that has been created between our community and the healthcare system? Because eventually we're going to have a situation whereby you're going to have more elderly people in New Zealand, you are going to have more Ghanaians in New Zealand, and then you're going to see a similar health outcome like the Pacific community and then all those things. So how can we break that barrier so that our people can access healthcare a bit more promptly?
Okay. To break this barrier, we can do it by sharing in informations that are approved by Health New Zealand.
Yeah.
And should we share it with the community?
Yeah.
The other way we can also do it is by getting leaders that, let's say if you are visiting a community, we should know the spokesperson in that community that we know that they are, the people trust them. So if we are able to identify that particular spokesperson or leaders in that particular group of people, or if it's a family, you will need a spokesperson from the family that they trust. So if you're able to identify them, share these informations with them and let them know that there is help available. If they share the information to the larger community and they have any questions, we are there to respond to them and also share those informations with them. You can even share it by giving them a pamphlet or leaflet with information like contact details, where to go to if they need help or whatever it is that they want to clarify.
Yeah.
So if you are able to identify the people that they trust, because sometimes building trust with some of them is difficult and they will not even trust the information you are giving out to them. So if you are able to meet with people that they trust, that if they share this information with them, then they will listen and also help them to get the understanding that if they do it this way, it's going to help than just keeping it to themselves and not getting involved, getting vaccinated and just be there, you know, reading different informations about the how vaccines are being worked on. It's just like when COVID happened, we had a lot of misinformations here and there. If you take the vaccine, this is going to happen to you. Others were even saying that it's the Antichrist stuff that they were injecting in us, and a whole lot were all over the internet. And because of that, most people said they were not going to have this vaccine.
So
the governments will have to bring in some rules to let people have vaccine. If you don't have vaccine, you can't travel to this place. If you don't have your booster, you can't travel to this place. So if we are able to get people to come to understanding of this vaccine and get a community leaders that they trust, that they can or if they share the information with us, I'm going to listen to them and I will do as they say. So if you're able to get them and share this information with them, it's going to help create the awareness and help the people within the community.
Yeah. Very good. Because recently, in line with what you just shared, we had the New Zealand police recently contacted. They've been contacting the African community around the need for us to be able to get a bit of connection. Because what has been happening is, because the African population is increasing, their young ones are growing up, and Mami talked about the kids getting a bit more violent and aggressive and drinking and all those things. So the New Zealand police is starting to struggle with the African kids. So what they want to do is they've been trying to connect to the community to try and understand, get to be able to get to the young ones in the community. They want to do that through the community leaders, and that's very important. Like you brought it up, and I think the New Zealand police is doing similar, and the healthcare system can also do the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That we need to go through the community, because there was a story that was funny, but this a young person was found dead, African from Muslim background, was found dead on a bed. So they called the police, they came, they check everything, and then they have to take the body. They wanted to take the body away, but in the Muslim culture, they have to bury the body, I think, within 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
So the police also dragged on for a little bit. So eventually the police decided, okay, we're going to take the body away for the autopsy, and the coroner have to do their own investigation. Then, because when the people saw the time, they were like, no, we have to go and bury the body. And then, so the police, so I think there's a bit of confusion.
Yeah.
So the police called reinforcement, came in the garden, like, they need to take the body away for investigation. Then the people also sent text messages around. And then within a few minutes, you see most of the young ones coming on the motorbikes, and they're like, you know, come, because for them, they needed to perform a culture to go and bury this body.
Yeah.
Because the sun is coming down, and they needed to, they don't want to breach the timeline, right? So the police also didn't understand. So the police felt a bit threatened. So the police also called reinforcement. And then the people came in with the buses of police and guns and everything.
Oh.
And they barricaded the whole place. And so they eventually called a leader in the community who came in and tried to negotiate and explain that this is why the African community is just protesting, taking the body away, but also to be able to be a negotiator. So the police officer was saying that, you know, if they knew somebody in the community, they wouldn't have got to where they got.
Okay.
They could have just rang somebody,
sure,
and then the person could have just come and do the good. So this young folk didn't understand the police also didn't understand them. There was a big chaos, unnecessary.
Which is not necessary,
yeah. And it's very important. So
yeah.
It's always important. So I really like the fact that you brought this up.
And this one is communitory, it's communication.
Yes.
That is not going well.
Yes.
The communication didn't go well.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
So
yeah.
This country is cultural diverse.
Mm.
It is, but then we don't understand each other's culture.
Yes.
With what the policemen did, they did not understand our culture.
It's
a diverse culture, but then they don't have that education, that knowledge about our culture. Though some of them are from different ethnicity, different cultural groups as well. And this country is a cultural diverse country, as I mentioned.
Yes.
If they don't have the knowledge about our culture, there is no education about this particular culture. These are some of the important things that we need to be aware of in case of emergency. Pass through this route to get in touch with either that particular culture, the community leaders, so that we can resolve it. But in this case, it did not happen that way. And the police had no idea. They didn't know that this is how Muslims need to do their thing.
They
had to do what they had to do.
So, in fact, it was an eye-opener conversation. And then, so when we met Kwabena, myself, and another African, we went to this program, and then the lady was like, we want to get more Africans into the New Zealand police because it's easier. Right, and to be able to, there's a lot of engagement. So when you've got a Chinese or a white person going to your community and telling you what to do, it's different from when your own is telling you and sending a message to you.
Yeah.
You have a way of doing it. So it's very important, very relevant. And I think the healthcare system is also something that needs to be adopted. So it's very important. So I think the next question that I wanted to bring is that I think it's already linked. This already linked to the app. So I was going to ask you about how should healthcare professionals or providers connect to the community. And you've already answered the question through what we've been saying. How can each of us individually contribute to protecting the whole community? How can all of us, what role has all of us got, like community leaders, radio presenters, nurses, doctors, everybody, what role do we play in this?
Okay. So with the village projects that we are doing like this, the information that we got them from a trusted source, which is the Health New Zealand. They approved these informations about the immunizations and everything. So when we share trusted information to the community and create that awareness, they will know that this information they are sharing, they can trust the information. And that information will help them rather than just reading anything you see on the internet. Someone can go to the trusted site, get the information, and twist their words from there. And with that, people get misunderstood and they will end up not trusting the health system. That's why if you check this country, the health system is there, all right, but then most of them still trust in the traditional way of healing and other stuff. But with when it comes to health, they try to connect both sides. But some of them in the community still don't trust the Western medications and the Western way of treating people. So when we build that trust by getting those trusted information from the trusted website, from the Health New Zealand and other health organization website, it will help protect our community, protect the individual. And also when we want to maybe go to the to visit the doctors or hospital, getting a how to get there would be another issue. So when they are able to build an infrastructure whereby, for instance, transportation, they're able to build, to get this transportation, how people will move around to go for a vaccine or to get the help that they need, it will also help protect the community at large. But if these things are not put in place, trusted informations are not being shared within the groups or the expected places that they need to share them to, it will be hard for people to be protected and the community to be protected. So when you're able to get this information, it's going to help the community.
Very important. So gradually coming to the end of the program. Thank you very much. So I think the other part is religion in Africa plays a major role in everything that we do. The Christian community, the Muslim community, the everything else, it's a huge thing. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories, there's a lot of belief system, and one of the things it's a good thing, but sometimes it can become a barrier, right? And then what role? Because and these groups have got leaders that are key people that people listen to, and how can these leaders also in New Zealand? We have got a lot of African churches, right? We got a lot of African churches. We got a lot of African groups. We got a lot of different in there. How can these groups? What role do they have in terms of ensuring that this message, health message, goes to their community?
Okay. So when we get this information to the community leaders, we need to come together as one people, irrespective of your religious background, your cultural background. Though we are all Africans, we have different backgrounds. So irrespective of that, we need to come together as one and help to break any barriers that may affect us protecting our community. These barriers could be transportation issues. It could be communication. Maybe I don't understand English. My first language is French, or my first language is Chi. So if it's like that, we need to connect with other African communities that speak French, the Ghana community, we are there to help one another. So if you are able to connect the information that are being shared, if the leaders take it back to their various communities, they are able to explain things to them in their language. It's easy to understand it that way than just giving it out in a plain English language. Though some of them will understand it, but then they will still have doubts if their leaders are not there to support or to encourage them that this information that are given out can be trusted. Mm-hmm. If it's not said that way within the community, if their community leaders don't come in to share that information with them, it's going to be hard for them to understand. So we need to come together, though Muslims, Christians, different religions, and we need to come together as one people. And when you're able to educate them, get the health care workers and the village ambassadors to, so if you come together to share this information with the community leaders and they're able to send it back to their community, or if they have community gathering, they can always invite. That's why we are here, to help them with this information. So if they're able to have any gatherings and invite the village groups and have their spokespersons that they trust with them, we can share those information with them. Those that do not understand the English, then we have interpreters there that will interpret it to the languages that they understand. So with that, they'll be able to have knowledge about what the vaccine is, the immunization is, and why they need it for in their community, in their family, to protect them. So if they are able to get the leaders together to work with the village group or healthcare workers, they will be able to solve these issues within the community.
Absolutely. And so what would be your last message to anybody watching us on Facebook or listening to us on 104.6 FM or on www.planetaudio.org.nz, and those in Hamilton, Rotorua, Wellington and Christchurch listening to us, what would be your last message to them?
Okay. My last message to everyone watching us across New Zealand and Australia, my last message would be, when vaccinations or immunizations are available for everyone, do not go to any source to look for information. There are trusted websites that you can always visit, and there are also health lines that you can contact. So some of the trusted websites is, you can go to Health New Zealand website, Ministry of Health is there. We have the IMAC, Immunization Advisory Center website too, is there. You can visit there to have trusted information. We have the World Health Organization you can also get information that can be trusted. And when you are going for your having immunization, do not just think you are just having it for yourself. You are doing it for your whole family. You are doing it for the community you live in, and you are doing it for anyone that you come in contact with. So you protect your family, you protect your colleagues at work, you also protect the church you attend, the vulnerable in the community, the elders. You protect everyone. So you're not just having it for yourself, but you're having it for the whole community. So my last word would be, when you go for vaccine, make sure to read the info, get the trusted information for the trusted website. Don't just go to any site and get the information from, say, because of that information you are not going to have the vaccine. No, that way you are not going to help yourself or the people around you. When you help your family, you help the community. When we help build a strong and healthy family, healthy community, and a healthy environment that we can all thrive in.
Hey, Raman, thank you very much, Raman, for joining us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Raman, for joining us. If you're back from Ghana, let me know. So this is very important. So if somebody wants some more information about, by the way, what is Vilachi? Because someone asked me the last week, like, what is this Vilachi people you've been bringing on the program? What is Vilachi?
Vilachi, the word is driven from Village Action for Children's Immunization. So it's an organization that the Health New Zealand entrusted it for the Africans in New Zealand. So you have Mr. Francois and Mrs. Genevieve, who are some of the leaders, and Mrs. Rachel, yeah. So they organized this to get ambassadors that can go out and reach out to the African communities to share this information that are entrusted to us by Health New Zealand, because the information are approved by Health New Zealand.
Yeah.
And they are all non-clinical information. We don't go around giving diagnosis
yeah.
or prescribing medications or anything. No, the information we share is non-clinical. And we share this information to the community. It could be family, church group, African women group, or any African gatherings across New Zealand. And if it's far South Island that we can't get in touch, we can always organize something like online Zoom, Teams, or anything like that. So we share this information with them and we listen to their concerns. Some of them might have concerns like they visited the hospital, they were not treated right, or their voices were not heard. So basically we are just their voices. So we create awareness and also share information about immunization and some vaccines that are available within New Zealand that within different age groups that some parents may know and some parents may not know. And those that even know about it will be a refresher to them. Oh, yeah, my kid needs to have this immunization again. Oh, my kid needs a booster for this immunization, this vaccine. So I need to visit my GP to verify if it's time for him or her to have that vaccine, they will have it. So we share those information within the community and also gather any concerns that they have. And when we gather all this information, we send it back to our executive board. Then they will then move it to the Health New Zealand. They will work on how they will improve it within the health sector. So we are just like, we are voices for the voiceless, those that will go to the hospitals, maybe they complain about certain things and they were not heard. We are here for them. So that's basically what the Vilachi project is about.
Thank you very much. Ghana, for smooth to Mr. Questions, Bill. So they are here to talk about Vilachi. Some of us wanted to know whether you are single or not, but it's not your question. that's not something that you need to be worried about. Yeah, so she's very intelligent. Yeah, she's very intelligent. Yeah, so but that is not part of the question. So thank you very much for joining us. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. It was amazing to have our wonderful team from Vilachi to come and visit us. And this is not the first and this is not the last time we are going to have them come to the studio regularly to come and continue to have the conversation with us. Our second part of the program will be starting very soon. And until then, we're just going to see our wonderful guests off and we're going to come back to you. Continue to listen to Uncle Ato and we're going to come back to you soon.
deny a soul reward. Yeku tu o na ya soul reward. Hallelujah. Yebatu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's true.
For the second part of the program, I'll go because Freddy in the studio here with me, and I've got Don Kobe. I've introduced myself enough. Let me go to the studio and let's talk to Kwasi Freddy. Kwasi, what you saying? Yeah, Wiki, go say. Let me check a camera. What you saying?
No, I don't.
Let me Wiki.
Wiki, the Jollof, Ghana Jollof.
Hey, Jollof now be popular, sir.
Jollof now is dead. So unya jollof na still work akra sakodie kakra no about politicians ni kakra now I mix na no
na sakodie still was is good
about I was is sakodie abi di jollof when you feel
ah na na obi eh
inti se unya jollof ni say there e ho aye din o
Aye.
Don't know if you cry. Who do you feel to me? Smashy and Betcho.
Aye.
When did you?
Kobe is your friend, Monchino.
Doctor, I'm Lacunzi.
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 I said,
they said, also, when did you love me? I'm Betcho. Only what do maybe I want you to be there?
Maybe we'll be over China.
Sir, you don't know what's a word.
Mine, Some of the was young, say, or more can't school soon. With your problems, sir, Abba. Was he? What you say?
It's very unfortunate. Say, computer system by to be any mistake based about one say, you know, not give for a game day. Yen your corrections, not give you any. But every year, piano, the same problem no, seems to be happening all the time. And I'm saying this year, the day, a worse.
Point of correction. And yet every year be at a point, you know, they get control over it. Mebuana. Tinanka now, no. Nanka
is a master
smoother. In care after.
Oh, and it's rather very, very, very unfortunate. Say, probably by intimidating the end solved once and for all. Not the piano. It keeps repeating itself. It, you know, it shapes us all. So, no. Because me the same education me ni bi muna mo bi but nene me say
those is so tier school fees
na me tier pa
na say na say na ko je tier afi no asasa tier
ko be no je tier o
jaye o se won
o ja o jaye o so be tier ka provision out tier provision say na
eh your friend say No, you know your first choice, your second choice. Let me say my third choice. Come, boy.
So you go out see eight.
Yeah, I'm for first choice now. Yeah, first
choice.
Now explain to you, come on, move this up from business. What show kindias? You kindergartners here. But we are still school national. The one I walk up to high school.
The thing is, they use the address, maybe out, you know, over anything now, walking distance.
So, no.
They try to say, you are not going to cover kilometers. They are going to school.
Yes,
and now, among you, so boarding system.
Sanity.
If you're there, a community.
And you won't know, like about this time, in case you will see it to me, sir, boarding system, the crown, and so TV, baby. Next could be a man, TV, and if you're there,
they say so you cry there. These two, you know, we schools no more. I feel no more. Yeah, more turning into bodies.
Body, yeah.
So, no. In the month for court, when you hear they say they, yeah, BH. Two ten boarding schools are abandoning your phone, a book and more. Boarding the Nkaka Krabi. No, the acting man, tell me, make sure the schools, you know, then you know, hey, papa.
Oh,
to be a school, be home, I'll call this thing at the end, hey. I have to school. I say not be there. Hey, say ball or say yeah, dear. So no. Now you see, I can say only about best a few schools. Then we be at the one United. Hey, say who say say schools who make school papa. But you know, any no correct. So no, because say schools no, select the best students. I have one now child that they will be a best be a half of him. But who not dear? city and all half of me and one and continue to be a would mean to be at your half one month in it and pass it to sir, you know. S. Chesson. Oh, ain't he so called as BS Achimota, the Musia, the woman, my dear one way, Debbie. The same, I was at the facility cinema Achimota, Achimota, no, it would be cobbed,
yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
So, it means you come here because what we do with your class, every school is so school is special. Now, could not be different. But being from you know, Tikra goes to Granat, Tim Granade.
And they say almost they are trying to improve other schools, you know, to upgrade them. No, it be Mumbai grade A. Mama school ni be grade A.
Baby.
I say be my second class citizen. Because some class won't call grade C and a grade D. They just say, oh, no. Where the private one will be brave.
Yeah. And some you know, I say, Moko, Achimota, and Asifona. Mumbo be called, you're inside to your baby. I don't wear the Abom Modi. It is inside to some way in the yard. And they actually want to know say,
sir, this is the one. And I do chum say, that's why they put system say, so be was I took ran on ya, on ya 8, no be ya 6 or a year. Nature say, almost they are equally the same. We don't but to the same system anymore. If you call no baby,
yeah. So, I know. 8 years soon, you just could sneeze so. So, because in master school, see, a cousin spam say, the oldest school say, ban them. That was the colonial time. No?
Mm. And the investment are come more. And now, when you're more old students, I'm discovering.
So, as you hear, and I just say, yeah, hype on. So, but the better crown of baby, we actually more to one as if one or the year, nay, you know, but what do you mean, and passing your day? And go uni.
Oh, send the head down.
I got back home, we SHS this year. For two schools so far, Kivas so far, what do you call it? KNUST. Then maybe a cool school. Cool school across the
power.
SSS. And my JHS. From then, you call a Duma. So, no. From a Duma, you call a when you are saying, what's it? Great Duma, very good grade, but me phone, how can you teach them? So, very good grade. But of course, now do my
bad situation.
So, we could bow at Chimotane, one, since the best thing. Let's do my idea or from Cra. But what many are any idea? Ecotec. So, it is over country. Jesus, so wait with one eye. Yeah, make sure I get an engine to me. It's about time the other schools in a be improving.
Yeah,
it means improving in Anna. Any brain in Emma, so be a. School that an anno be any gym, Pesame, the Mikuagri Moria Nasifo. And Tino, yes, Ramon, Tamas, I say, school's name, and I'm being proven number 9 day. I have quality. Nothing in the boarding house, no. I'm saying, a boy, my neck can be brebby. So, no. Yen Shasin, and Yen Tesso. Yen Shasin, my mom for, and you used to. They school's no. Sana Maker, so, no. Didn't miss you.
Quara, I said, never near any other bedroom, no. Yeah, didn't come over. Yeah, still.
Let's see, best of it.
Yeah, said it the same. Come on.
Yeah, the problem is, you say, you do stage beer, I say, after election, you know, yeah, it's a difference in we MPP, we in this name. Oh, now I am fan twasu. Because. The American NHS or mobile and what be changing be even the vendor no running system no crano.
I was a son.
I did boy and find the agro and find your politics. No, dear Tieno. I did boy and find your politics. Special education, health. I say build upon it, improve. Nay, enjoy what we are doing. He said. Yeah, DB, be a politics, no. You see, she, I feel, and I didn't so cry, oh, yeah, and one year piloting, be a me, who say, be cry, how challenges are war.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, and I didn't mean I be good the whole nation, baby.
Yeah,
and I feel I must have be good. We the one going to Independence Square.
I'm so Ghana, Not whole, yes. Yeah.
Only a team. We call Ashanti region so more KTI.
Oh.
I say, he diagro too much.
We are not ready to develop the country.
You are not ready to develop the country. To schedule no may hear Hondo on the channel. You see, you can't come home, can't show
up.
I say, oh, taxpayers' money, then you'll be idea. Sister Sano Muhuno.
Yeah.
Now, Debbie, the baby hospital will be in your person now.
Send
that. Next guy, SIDBH. What
kind of taxpayers' money I'll come and say, maybe I'm saying, can keep programming. But me beka ho kakra. Si 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 Ghana for bet ebetu cement mu wo hwe ma cement. E di cement mu twuma no me tisi e free Sadiq Adams wo.
Eh.
Wo mu de e di cement mu twuma no me nye bi si adan no. Wo mu betu. Adan ya. Chemicals on Franklin kanu.
Eh.
Wo mu cry ne be dru port no. Di mu reje de e che no. Nti wo se Omoche, omutu cement ni mu. Na sene beya omuti mare.
Akawa on cost.
Cheche kwasi a reason. Na wanya demorage kra cement production no. Oye ne ne china weja ya.
Weja ya na.
Eyi for years.
So na ze.
Omuche yekro no. Obi ademu the regulators are not working. It will be asori oye.
Oye de ope.
Any of Casaman and Cow, and a Mokrampuno, we a factory. Mumukran can the Mudru among your man crying, you can see a Jimuska, because untimu for factory near day, in Jane. On the eternal. I dare you drew an a year through, and you can say a car, a harbor, cramma, demore channel, because who buy an ye, say, oh, no, a wood channel,
quasi,
or you cause our own chair. Just a better than a kind for frubim,
quasi, betray, and you may demore jada a channel. Na mama na uko fa ni free channel buy na di borrow che no uka so debit so
ya chichi kru boni too much
ha samo amon makos school no
me
ele ni kru na che monza
na so be ni school asem we competent common
street
ah na we un ya so ko school no hu
za ni because say unu say en kofo ni bi okra mu kofa nyo mare ba e do so ni ntino yetimi mo mu yi no mu twa na kakra Adiam ne baya.
Mudimori
Adia Ehia nation will be a
edinta. Who is a gun of Fonaji to work with Biana Gana Fire?
I have to shank was your reason, Edimina.
Who wants me to see a dandy be a man?
Smith
is a year.
Ye be a muse, move baby factory see. This petty boy,
Emraf,
and so fran air frost row. Krube Ukraini.
That's one tears.
The back room, I must to smint muda.
When you come me buy hanum, buy me a die check in say 32 years. Me buy na cook, can cook no. Na ye 80 cents. Send a moko toa, mum $1 na.
No,
yeah. One day we call them zika and so far. Now can them say 10 cents. How no training sir? If you no, my anche muske ma. So no, me tell them the news is something. Ghana mentality na ebi. Say I am better than the ye 80 cents no. And then $2.50.
50 years.
How many years? Maybe $2.50. Maybe $2.
How many years?
Over 30 years.
Acho.
So that's it. Over 30 years.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, someone says over.
Pray,
was it? My mom one year.
Angry. Is it?
Omo nyabe to.
Is it? Omo jango ko. Grandpa.
So that's it. And you know, sometimes na na who do see there? Hey, the anti president. This year say you were nipa na o see o dark omo kra, you know. Cement clinker no. Adwumbo na bo madwunim. Adwumbo na mu abo mutrim.
You see me. Say, at least some will bear four or a cobay 10 factories. You think I should get smint in the crab? Buffalo,
yeah,
this week, a year be any day. you swear be a new one cry. Nick. Nick. They all have a scanning. Habo.
Yeah.
Emmanuel. Nick. What is Nick? Nick Petroleum. One of the very rich, but one year did it to be a month for
you. What's your gas? Oh, Mahama.
Say Dangote kwa do any production
wa the or the Dangote ele
Abiam.
Aha Abiam na
Abiam so yebi.
And she's afin will be good.
That's good.
One neck no.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
Emma, Ashanti region is factory who?
Ah.
Factory China for no factory.
Ah, China for so yes, yeah.
If you cry, omu ko be tenu.
Oh.
Just the price no be a wo be one wo. Say then say I don't want say I then say the cost of production, no, and
China, I didn't want to go for China.
Cost of production, no, yeah. Materials now more the no. More materials need to be figured by more tax system. Tax I charge you, no. Electricity bo. China ne bo efu because one the tax ebe from che Ghana. Ghana ye 30% be China ye be 5%. How do you compete? Be so China for be on a bank as about incentive.
So
na electricity bo electricity boy.
Cuz you be say kronu mu ye bra. Enyo me bo ha. Ye mfa tax in tata.
I'm at the cost of a cost room.
Unsa how the car ba? Adi a twa wo so GST.
Yes, yeah.
Which is Ghana VAT.
Yeah. Wa.
O di enhwe analysis we. So o di GST ni wura. O di wura mu a engineer be cheki. Say Kano. Eh friends.
Roadworthy
and Ghana friends. Ghana mu
di. Roadworthy high warrant.
Ghana roadworthy.
Well, yes, yeah.
Ghana the engineer be an checky. Had your check. Engineer and the whole as well charge it to a miniska bia. But it's cut pow.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do a eba. Now be the system nim. Say ba neka crabi because of ye money ba monwa, ye manufacturer kawahano. So problem ba honka crab can elfu. We are juma crab 2 months, 3 months where juma cry out to me toka, mebuana. Fine. Oh, it can. Oh, and you who ni say a luxury.
Yeah.
A necessity. You need it for work.
Yeah.
You must have a driver's license.
Yeah.
On your team. Fine. It is a unyanya. A no pay waha. How do you know? She say a bureau system. Say how be bria. Since how you have been to be ninti no. And I can't be gum be bria ninti price no. Eh. No way, Jai. No call Rickers for no.
No, what are
you saying? Yard back. The floor say no. Or 75 workers. This year, I'm going to do a building chain. No. Oh, Tono, you will be a orbital. You will be a orbital. Oh, say. And if you are because I have available in Tino. If you are going to chain, if you are, this year, and I'm going to be a plant, National Steel. No. It's. Rickets ni e yi pass I'm a pass before.